Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what songs are on our douching playlist, how taking someone to small claims court is on our bucket list, and we do a Grammys deep dive. Who should win Best New Artist? Is Peppa Pig the biggest Grammys snub? Will Michelle Obama win her first ever Grammy? Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Howdy do, Corey.
Hello. Howdy do. Not howdy do, howdy don't.
Howdy do. How do you do?
Howdy do.
How do you do?
Are you?
I'm asking you the question. You need to answer the question.
How do I do?
Yeah.
How do I do what I do?
How do you do what you do?
Oh, baby. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's just doing that thing you do.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's already did it.
How do you douche? How do you douche?
To Maggie Rogers, Falling Water.
Is that... we should make a douching playlist. I think we have
one. I have one. I think I have one.
Maybe Taylor Swift, Clean.
Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water.
No! Christina Aguilera, Dirty. I think it starts with Christina Aguilera, Dirty. And then...
Kelly Clarkson, Dark Side.
No.
What's Gaga's go-to douching song?
Shiza.
It's Cherry Boom Boom.
No, it's Shiza. Clearly,
you're right. I think Katy Perry's would be Pearl.
It could be.
No, oh no, are you kidding? She has one called Tsunami.
Ew. Okay, that works.
What a fun game that was.
What's is there a Demi Lovato one?
Oh God, there was Skyscraper.
No, maybe something Father.
You think I know Demi's discography off the top of my head.
I mean, Miley could do Party in the Pooh Essay.
Okay, no. Maybe Demi's is Sorry Not Sorry.
And that's somebody who doesn't douche.
Or Daddy Issues or Cry Baby.
Daddy Ish Poos.
No, you're not adding poo to this. No, maybe hers is Confident.
Confident is at the very end. It's the last one. That's when you are clean. That's after Taylor Swift's Clean.
Yeah. Confident.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
There we go.
I'm still skimming her discography.
And that is your douching soundtrack. That is how you do what you douche. How you douche. How do you douche?
Maybe that song Solo? I don't know. I give up.
Do you ever get into a new town and realize, or on your way to the airport, the one thing you forgot to pack, and it was your douche.
Yeah, what classic me showing up to a new town and thinking I forgot my douche.
You take a breath in, you feel the vibe of the new city, but you realize your stomach sinks because
you can get a Aquafina from the vending machine in the hotel lobby like you did that one time.
You know, I tried that, and baby, it's not kosher. Let me just say the people of Vancouver had to deal with something that night.
Were you feeling Aqua Clina?
I don't know if I was in Vancouver. What's this? Montreal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And let's just say the Awkwafina couldn't get Montreal.
They were our parlez-vous.
Parlez-vous français.
Parlez-vous français. Wow, great. I wonder what we're talking about today.
Well, Corey, big things are happening in the world, my baby. A lot's going down.
Yeah, tell me about it. What is it?
It's No Shave November. Are you participating?
Well, you can see me. Have it all. Movember, No Shave November, No Nut November.
What are you participating in? Anything?
I'm just howdy and doing.
Howdy and doing. I am not doing No Nut November. What day is it?
It's the 21st, bitch.
I can't start today, so no. I'm not doing No Shave November.
I mean, there's this guy I know in SF who I saw at Barry's on Wednesday, and he's doing Movember, and he looked good with a mustache, and I thought, okay, sir.
See, it was something that I think I heard about in maybe high school, college, and maybe I tried it then, and
I think you are doing No Shave November.
Nobody would be able to tell. But like after a week of not shaving my mustache or my neck, it would look
I think you have to put mustache in air quotes.
If I grew out my mustache for a month, you would be able to see it.
I would pay you $100 too.
I could comb it. It would be gross. I could. I would. I should.
Should that be your New Year's resolution?
To grow out my mustache?
Yeah.
No. A blonde mustache is never cute, and I need you to know that.
All right. If you say so.
Though I did recently get in an argument with a cop, a detective, actually.
Undercover?
No. He called me, and he said, "Hi, I was given your phone number because your phone got stolen. Is that correct or not?"
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember this part.
I said, yes. But I thought, okay, is this a scam? Is it the stealer? Is it the thief? You know what I mean?
I mean, to be fair, the one time you did get your phone stolen was from a fake robber, and an undercover cop did bring it back to us when we were in Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yes, you are correct. So I get the call, and I'm thinking, is this real or not real? And he's like, okay, tell me what's on your phone background. I said, well, it's a picture of me. It was day two of the festival. I was wearing a white mesh tank and some multicolored leggings. He said, okay, what color are your shoes? I said, okay, well, at this point, I'm thinking...
Neon yellow.
Baby, you know it's me. It's like, who else has this picture? It's the background. I'm wearing these neon green shoes. I said, and he says, and what color is your hair? I said, blonde. He goes, well, it looks red. I said, well... It's blonde.
And you can confirm on my driver's license.
I said, well, I don't want to argue about it, but it's blonde. And he goes, well, maybe it's the filter. I said, beside the point, at this point, you know it's a picture of me.
And he mouse brown.
The deputy really wanted to argue about it.
Don't they have better things to do?
That's what I wanted to say. He said, well, the thief was caught with 106 phones. I said, and you have time to talk to me this long about whether or not my hair is blonde or red?
Yeah.
So.
I wonder, how many phones? 100?
106.
That's like $100,000. That's like a felony. I hope he's or she's locked up. Lock him up!
Well, they told me I had to file a police report officially, so I did. And I had to check a button. Are you willing and able to press charges? And I could not click yes quicker. I thought, this is going to be a fun chapter of my life.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken somebody to court?
No, but it's on the bucket list.
I know. Same.
So. Yeah. I was going to tell a story, but this person's probably listening to this episode of the podcast. My friend's dog was attacked by another dog. Very sad.
Your friend's dog listens to the podcast?
No, my friend who owns the dog. And
Little Grover?
And I commented.
What's the dog's name?
And I... Sunny.
Sunny listens to the podcast. I just got to give a special shout out to my favorite dog, cycle doggy, Sunny.
She's a corgi. Sunny was attacked by another dog, and
we miss you, Sunny.
She's still alive. And my friend posted all the pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and it looked very sad and very painful. And I commented, I hope you take that other dog owner on Judge Judy. Because Lord knows every episode of Judge Judy that I watch is always about dog fights. And my mom commented the same thing.
Well, two peas in a pod, ready to take somebody to small claims court.
Ready to sue someone's dog for attacking a dog.
Well, we had a dog growing up that bit our landlord's face. And my entire family had a meeting about it, how this was going to be the end of everything for the family. Luckily, that landlord was stoned out of his mind. He didn't remember where he got the scar from. So the whole family just kind of like slowly backed away about it. This is when we lived in Mason.
Oh, I think you mean Parma.
Well, we lived in Mason. Second of all, it was right by the creek, the crick.
Mason's Creek?
Yeah, the crick.
The hit new show.
Mason's Creek. Schitt's Creek.
It's like Schitt's Creek, but Mason's Creek.
Mason? My good friend Mason?
Well, she's my friend too.
Well, no need to brag.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do we want to dive into Grammys?
I mean, we don't have to go deep, 20 minutes deep.
Listen,
but I definitely have some opinions.
If your Grammy voted for Trump, would you answer her FaceTime call?
My grandma doesn't have one of those phones.
Well, what do you mean?
Grandma doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh, what does Grammy call with? The new Razor?
She has a landline.
Ew, tell her to get a fucking job. What a fucking dumb bitch, Grammy. Anyway.
I see my tweet about my three Grammy nominations that I was congratulating.
Who did you congratulate? Lady Gaga, but of course.
Sarah Bareilles.
Okay. What's she nominated for?
She's nominated for Best American Roots Performance.
You know what? You gotta do category, what you gotta do.
A new category for her.
That's very something Gaga will someday be nominated for. And I can't wait for that era where I have to somehow stand behind it.
She was aiming for that era with Joanne.
No, Joanne was like a folks. I think she got nominated for folk or something.
God, what it's the all folk? A scam.
Joe Scam.
Please never say what the folk
what
again.
The folk?
What the folk?
When she got nominated for Best Folk Album, I said, what the folk?
Oh, I see.
What?
No, I'm trying to look and see if Sarah's ever won a Grammy, but I don't think she has.
That is preposterous.
Preposterous. Okay, awards and nominations.
Certainly she's been nominated.
Yeah, of course. Nominated. Just never won. I wish they would sort by fucking award show instead of by year. But
sorry you had to deal with that.
She's not won. Cool. Great. So Sarah Bareilles, I congratulated. The Maggie Rogers, I congratulated for her Best New Artist nomination.
Though I do think she was snubbed. I think she would have deserved a Best Album of the Year nomination, though I know it's a stacked category. But it is what it is.
Is it a stacked category?
Well, every album possible is eligible for it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're not wrong. And then I congratulated Queen Michelle Obama for her Best Spoken Word album.
I congratulated her also on that.
Yeah, because she deserves it.
Yes.
I would love to see all three of them win. I don't know if Maggie can win when she's in a category with Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo.
That is, Best New Artist is very stacked. But you know who was snubbed for Best New Artist?
Who?
Peppa Pig. Oops.
Peppa Pig, fuck you.
Peppa Pig.
You're going to say whoever wrote Baby Shark.
No.
Remember when we were seeing that band at Coachella and then they played like a remix to Baby Shark and the crowd went wild?
You know who does that? Jaws. Did we see Jaws at Coachella?
Yeah, I think so.
That was probably it because they did it also at EDC and they did it also at Life is Beautiful.
The crowd went wild. Well, maybe I guess I'll see if Baby Shark got nominated for a Grammy.
It's possible. Jaws is very big. They're like a headliner type level of artist, so it's possible.
Well, no nominations for Baby Shark.
No Grammy nods this year.
No Grammy nods this year. I mean, we can just talk about the big four.
Would anybody even know who we just quoted when we said that?
I tried to tell this story, and somebody did not believe
me. We tell this story every year.
I think I was telling her publicist this.
You were not talking to Jordan Sparks' publicist.
Are you kidding? Who? If you went on a date with Meghan Trainor's tour manager or whatever the fuck he was,
it's very possible that you could have met Jordan Sparks'
gay ass publicist.
You know, you're not wrong.
Well, no Grammy noms this year. We should dig up that tweet and retweet it.
Peppa Pig should have tweeted it.
We could talk about just the big four categories if you want. That's all everyone ever talks about anyway.
Sure, let's talk about it.
Well, we started with Best New Artist, let's stay there. Yeah. So it's Black Pumas, never heard of, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tanks and Bangas, never heard of, and Yola, never heard of. Not saying that they're bad or undeserving, I'm just saying never heard of.
Okay. A few noticeable people missing. Allie Mayne.
I don't know who that is.
Allie Mayne?
Oh, fuck you.
Jackson Maine, even. I mean, to be honest, Jackson Maine got zero nominations. And
ma'am, she what's his won real name? A Grammy. She already won her Grammy in the movie. She can't be nominated.
Okay.
Oh, you weren't expecting that, were you?
Okay, well, maybe. Peppa Pig, like I just said. Was Megan Thee Stallion nominated for Best New Artist? Okay. But we did have, you said Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers,
Billie Eilish.
I mean, even those four, is that what it is? Four are strong contenders. I could see any of them winning, to be honest.
God, I would sob if Maggie upset.
I don't. I am bummed that I don't think Maggie is going to be the artist to take it home.
Oh, yeah. No, I would love to see Lizzo win, too. Don't get me wrong.
When I look at just those four and think of who has the most, like, longevity promise, I think of Lizzo and Maggie Rogers.
Oh, for sure.
But I could definitely see Billie Eilish winning Best New Artist.
She had a huge year.
I think Lil Nas X had, obviously, a huge year. I stan him. I hope he lasts a long time, but I wonder if it's a flash in the pan or if it's not. I'm curious. Not to say I have an opinion either way.
I too am curious, Jack.
But there have been a lot of Best New Artist winners in the past that have been flash in the pans. And a lot of Best New Artist snubs that have gone on to have a very long career. So it's not the end of the world if they win or lose. It's my official opinion.
It's your prerogative.
But you're rooting for Maggie, though, there?
Yeah, money on Mag. I mean, I'm rooting for Maggie in my heart of hearts. Would love to see Lizzo win.
What else is Maggie nominated for? Anything?
Let me do a command F search.
Because
no, that's it.
Okay, if that's it, then I'm putting my money and my hopes, or not my money, but my hopes on Maggie. Because if that's her only nomination, I would like.
Should we start a campaign? Can we put a billboard up on Santa Monica Boulevard?
I wasted all my money on the Allie Mayne billboard. So
that's right. You really did. You really did that, TM.
I blew my load, if you will.
All right, you want to move on to Song of the Year?
Sure.
All right, Song of the Year nominations are Lady Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way. Billie Eilish,
let's stop right there. A non-single.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Tanya Tucker, Bring My Flowers Now. Her, Hard Place, Taylor Swift, Lover. Lana Del Rey, Norman fucking Rockwell. Louis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. And Lizzo, Truth Hurt.
Hmm.
I will say I have heard all of those songs except for Tanya Tucker's. I guess I'll have to bring my flowers now.
I don't know that one. Is that a Bloom album reject?
I think perhaps so.
Did Leland,
it's a B. Leland, we call it a B side. It's a B side.
It's a B side. It's a B side. Yep. It's a demo reel. Okay. Well, what are you rooting for? Which category is this again? Best
song of the year.
Which is which not to be confused with
to
track record of, or the record year. Of the year, whatever the hell.
Yeah, song of the year goes to the songwriters.
Okay.
So, I mean, most of these people write their own shit now, or at least pay someone to at least put their name on it.
Go off. There's been some controversy around Lizzo and the songwriting of
I know. So I wonder if that's what's crazy. That's very loaded conversation. I don't know. I really love that Hard Play song by her. What a fun upset that would be.
What?
The song, it's her, the H-E-R, her.
Oh, you know? her. Got
her. It. Yeah, her. She has a song called Hard Place, which I've heard it.
I want to like her more than I like her. I've seen her in concert and...
Tell it. So, okay, your money's on Lady Gaga.
Is not on Lady Gaga.
Well, not though money. Your hopes and dreams are on
Lady Gaga. My hopes and dreams
are
on Always Remember Us This Way. That would be bonkers incredible. I mean, A Star Is Born is already her most nominated for Grammys album of all of her albums.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I think with 7 nominations total.
Shit.
Between last year and this year, yeah.
Got it.
So it's Christy already town. A success in my book, but I mean, there's no world where a non-single, a non-pushed song like Always Remember Us This Way gets the win in my head. Like, it would be very strange. Over Truth Hurts or Bad Guy. I think Bad Guy could win. But I would love if Truth Hurts won. It would be interesting and fun.
Yeah.
Do you think Lover has a chance?
I don't.
Neither do I.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how her album does in the pop category where it was nominated.
Where it was also snubbed for best or album of the year. Everyone was like, it was snubbed. I'm like, was that? I wouldn't list it as my top 3 Taylor Swift album ever.
I was really thinking about it. And I, not that I'm saying it's bad, but I just thought it sounded very much like, it had pieces of Reputation and pieces of 1989. And I just thought, did it change the game? Did it do enough differently from her last 2 pop albums? It really sent me down a spiral of thinking, I wish I did get a country album from her. And I think that's because you mentioned it on the last episode of the podcast.
Well.
But I don't know. I'll be interested to see how it performs, like I said, in the pop category up against like Beyonce and Billy and Ariana and Ed.
Well, previous winners of Song of the Year include last year's This Is America. Before that, mm-hmm. That's What I Like. What's his head? Bruno Mars. Hello, oh. Adele. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. Royals. So I think Bad Guy could have a Royals
A Royals win, moment. You know yeah. what I mean? I mean, I feel like her whole year has been a very Lord trajectory.
I agree. I think Bad Guy could win Song of the Year, but I could also see Truth Hurts. We'll see.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, next category.
Record of the year.
Record of the year. Now, who is awarded the Grammy if Record of the Year wins?
I think it's like everybody who worked on it, like song, or it's, that's like the artists,
the producers, the people behind the scenes. Sure. So that's the producers, the engineers, the mixers. That you know,
they're all getting a Grammy. The artist is too.
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know.
As long as they helped produce it, yes. Which I think almost everyone is listed as a producer of their own song.
Yeah, that's what I said. If not, they're at least paying someone to put their name on it so they can take the Grammy. Record of the year. Is it Bon Iver? How do you say it? You love him.
I think it's pronounced Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Hey, Ma, did he redo the Outkast song?
No, baby. How dare you?
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, Her, Hard Place, Khalid, Talk, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, Lizzo, Truth Hurts, Post Malone, Sunflower.
Wow. Okay. Historically, if something is nominated for both, do they win both usually or not? Or does that matter? So,
I'm pretty sure it did not last year.
Well, last year it did. This Is America won both.
Okay. Well, I could be wrong.
And the year before that, 24 Karat Magic was the winner. So I think
that was a different Bruno Mars one.
Hello won both.
Well, see, then who cares?
Uptown Funk won the year before.
Okay.
So.
I don't know. This year, as much as good music as it has, like, I find it hard for me to root for, like, to find someone that I'm really excited about. I'm rooting for these people, and I like a lot of these people, but there's no, like, one that I'm, like, really hanging my hopes on, you know?
Sure. I mean, when I think of, what is this? You said Record of the Year?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
it's less about the words and more about how it sounds, right? So you're looking at, I like how Truth Hurts sounds. I loved Sunflower. Seven Rings, isn't that more of like a sample?
Yeah.
So and Bad Guy, I think, is a really interesting sound, a very forward sound.
Right. And that's what, is it forward? Does it move the needle?
I think Bad Guy definitely does. I could see Bad Guy winning Record of the Year.
Guess I'll have to listen to Hey Ma when we get done recording.
Sure. I don't think Hey Ma is Record of the Year for me.
Yeah. Do you know the song?
Yeah, I like Bon Iver.
Have you listened to the album?
Bon Iver, it's like when you listen to Bon Iver, you know what you're getting. It's not like it changes the direction of music for me. So
it's a very moody album.
And then, okay, what's the last category we care about?
Album of the Year. Bon Iver, I, Lana Del Rey, Norman fucking Rockwell, Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Her, I Used to Know Her, Ariana Grande, Thank You Next, Lil Nas X 7, Lizzo, Cause I Love You, Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride.
Hmm.
Again, see, I guess I really am rooting for Lizzo in almost all of these categories. I think it would be so great, I don't know, to see her do well.
It would be bonkers. It would be wild.
I would live for that speech.
I would love it. I love all the songs on her album, so it would make sense to me.
And like having seen Lizzo in concert twice now, like just the messages and stuff that she says in between songs. And I remember when we saw her at Coachella and she was all like, when you get home tonight, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful and you're deserving. Like I would live. I mean,
I would live for her to have that moment on stage.
We're going to get to hear her give a speech no matter what is what I'm thinking. There's no way with as many noms that she's gotten as she doesn't take home at least one. And I would love to see her kind of have that tearful celebration moment.
I think we're going to get it. I look forward to it. If it's going to be Album of the Year, that would be major.
Insane.
I think it should go to either Lizzo or Billie Eilish. But that's my taste. Ariana Grande, I think the album's good to me, but when you have an artist that's had so many albums, like Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, I think, okay, well, is this even your best album? Then if I don't think so, then I don't know if I want it to be the winner that year.
And I'm just shocked they really like shut out any country artists out of the Album of the Year. Like I feel like Album of the Year usually kind of covers all of the genres and it kind of checks all those boxes and there's a pop and a rock and a R&B and hopefully they are covering all those bases. There was so much hype for Maren Morris this year.
Maren Morris, huge snub.
Deservedly so. And everyone, all the things I ever read were talking about her album being nominated for Album of the Year. And then she like was shut out of all of the big categories. And that was insane to me because her album that she put out this year was one of my favorite albums of the year.
BTS also got a huge snub. Halsey went off about it. Solange got a snub. Miley got a snub. Beyonce nominated for 4 awards despite not putting out an album this year. Would you count the Lion King album as an album, I guess?
Well, no. What I was going to say is they counted her like live album. There was talks of her being nominated too for the live like Coachella set, which she like repurposed as an album. And as much as I love Beyonce, I was really not wanting to see that be nominated.
She has a total of 70 nominations now.
Oh my God.
And she is 10 away from matching Quincy Jones' all-time record. So I feel like that is imminent within the next... If she puts out an album next year, it's very possible.
She's due for an album. And yeah, when her albums come, it's like a 10 nominations kind of year.
A tsunami, if you will.
Oh God. Could you believe we talked about douching for so long and then talked about Grammys for so long?
Well, what's the difference, baby?
Have you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you tried.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Well, Corey, we only have a few more minutes. I feel like this goes up on Tuesday, and then the following
Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
What are you thinking for this year, baby?
God. I was thinking about this because you texted to me when I was walking home to get here, and I think I am just really thankful for learning a lot about myself this year and just being open to putting myself in new situations and being open to growing. I don't know if that sounds weird or makes sense to any of you, but I can remember still waking up on January 1st this year and kind of just feeling like it was going to be a good year. And my mom literally texted me. And when I woke up, there was a text from her that was like, happy 2019, you're going to have a great year. And I think I really just kind of was open to growth in many ways this year. And I really do feel like I learned a lot and I grew a lot. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all my like friends and family who supported that and let me be me, as corny as that may sound.
I love that. That's sweet. That's tender. It just goes to show, even at 70 or how old are you, you can still grow.
Decrepit.
You can still learn. You can teach an old dog new... Well,
still growing, us tall kings got to stick together, baby.
I'm thankful, since you fucking asked.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, little pig bitch.
I'm thankful for Gaga's Grammy nominations. I am thankful for Pokemon Go. It has brought me so much joy every single day. It's something that I genuinely, unabashedly love. I'm thankful for a lot of adventures this year. I feel like this year I've really let myself kind of dive off the deep end in uncomfortable situations and be like, why not go do that? Which has been fun. I'm one step closer to a lot more clarity as to what I want as far as like relationships go. I'm grateful for like learning from the relationship that I had this year. And thankful for that relationship. I feel like this year I've had a lot more calm in my life somehow, despite I feel like being really busy with social life. I feel like I also have a lot of downtime, which is nice. And like all my friends that are my chosen family. And this year has been weird and fun and funky to be honest.
Hasn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to think about The Amazing Race aired this year?
Oh, my God. Did it really? That is wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
In so many ways, the year felt like it flew by, but this is not even the end of the year, so, like, we should not
but, yeah,
be, like,
but when you, like, say things like that, but... Yeah, it was wild. And I mean, that was another thing I wanted to say that I was thankful for was I think you and I, after doing the race the first time, we like knew what we were getting into, or like we kind of expected what our audience would react to us. And I think the second time we thought it was going to be very same. And I think the second time we were kind of surrounded by all this like love and kind words when it ended. And I was not prepared for that at all. I thought it was going to be like the same group of people who watched the first time, but it seemed like so many more people watched the second time and so many more people reached out and said nice things afterwards. So I was very thankful for that. Obviously the experience was incredible, but when I think about one thing that I didn't expect this year, that was made a big impact on me, I think that was it. Like,
yeah.
I did not expect the kind of reception that we got, and I still get, I feel like I've still run into more people this time too that are like, weren't you on the race?
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. That's crazy that that was this year. That feels like a lifetime ago.
Because it was.
It was. A lot of good things, a lot of things to be thankful for. What are you guys thankful for? Is it the Psychobabble podcast? Because if not, fuck off, I guess.
I'm thankful for the cycle babies too, obviously.
I'm thankful for the cycle babies.
Yeah. I really do look forward to like this fun catch-up sesh for you and I each week.
Totally.
And I'm glad we still get so many like tweets and DMs and nice messages from people when we run into them.
Honestly, my favorite things to see in my Twitter replies are when people are like live tweeting or answering questions that we talk about on the podcast. Or I just like when people are engaged like that. So I appreciate when you guys post and are involved. I think we reply when we see it. So keep on keeping involved in a part of it because it's not just me and Corey. It's you guys too. So thank you. That's all.
That's all.
Cool. What a fun episode.
I had one more thing to say. Oh, no, I was waiting for you to say one more thing.
Oh, I was good. I do want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race UK, but we can talk about the finale next week since it's airing as we record.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
What's the one more thing?
I wanted you to say, hey, Corey, where can
people find you, Corey?
I am online everywhere at Miss Deucey Baby.
Miss Deucey Baby?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Miss Deucey Baby.
And
you know?
Yeah, I know. You can find me at Landlord Scar.
Yep.
How to get there? .net.
I really thought you were at howdydo.
Howdydo.net. Okay, Corey, bye.
All right, later.